New FM is local as, and you're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Hello, Stephen. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. I'm very well. How are you, Creevo?
Look, a little bit tired this morning, but we're up and about.
Whose fault is that, though?
Mine. 100% mine. And then this morning when I got into the courtyard, my pass not working. So I'm either working here illegally or it's broken. And yeah. I'm guessing it's illegally.
Fingers crossed you're getting paid for today's shift, otherwise you go very quickly.
Yeah, that's right. If I'm not getting paid for today and I've done the job, I'll be fuming.
Well, do you reckon it's maybe Jess has come for your job?
Could be.
She's been getting involved in the show a little bit more. Morning, Jess. How are you?
I'm good.
Ooh, that's a maniacal laugh. if ever I heard one.
You just have to wait and see, I guess.
Yeah, and you know how to push all the buttons already.
Well, ooh. This is true.
Oh, well, it was fun while it lasted.
Nice knowing you.
Yeah, exactly.
How's everyone's weekend? We get up to much exciting?
Pretty just busy with the shop and stuff, and then I'm still working on this little home reno job at the moment. What about yourself, Stephen? Sydney?
Yeah, I went to Sydney on Saturday, obviously. I'm like a kid at Christmas. Siobhan's here, very excited. So, obviously, we stayed in Sydney on Saturday night.
Yeah.
And then last night was our first night in the Charlestown Castle.
Oh, together.
Yeah.
In the turret room.
Of course. You know, we got the penthouse.
Yeah, exactly.
Very, very excited. So, yeah, I'm thrilled to have her here. Excited to go. I'll be gone straight after work, I think. 9 o'clock comes around.
Where's Stephen gone? Straight to the castle.
You can do all the planning for tomorrow's show,
no,
I assume.
No problems. I'll sort it out for you.
Happy days. Yeah, I'll be out of here pretty quick, I think.
Yeah, for sure. And Jess, how was your weekend?
It was good. Lots of sleep happened on the weekend, which is great.
You sound well rested, just from your voice.
Oh, sleep's a priority, man.
Yeah, I get it.
Don't brag too loudly at us, Jess.
Not so loud. It's a quiet. Get quiet in here if we can. Of course, we'll be doing a local news chat up next as you wake up with the Novos here on UFM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, UFM's First at 5 with Jess.
And Jess, let's talk about the Mighty Knights, of course, winning on winning this weekend.
Yes, thank goodness. So the men's side on Saturday made it 5 in a row, just winning over the Dolphins all the way over in Perth, 30-28. Not a bad crowd over in Perth, actually, about 40,000 people.
They would have been giving them away. I can tell you that for free. Having lived in Perth for 23 years or whatever,
yeah,
it would have been very cheap tickets, I think. But still good
still,
to see
still,
all the support.
Still
do you
love
reckon,
the crowd.
Like less than $5?
Nah, but it would have been like a lot cheaper than trying to get a ticket, obviously, at McDonald Jones Stadium.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Good deals to be had.
But that's exactly. All right. I rallied up lots of my friends from Perth, so they were there supporting the Knights. You know,
well,
I was
that's
trying
good.
To almost drum up a home crowd away from home.
Exactly. That's one thing the Knights always seem to have, like, wherever they go, there's always some fans, drummed up by Stephen or not, there's always some fans in the crowd to cheer them on. And then yesterday the ladies had a really, really good win over the Eels. Obviously they had a loss last week, so they were pretty keen to fight back this week, and they certainly did, 38-4. Yesterday had plenty of drama, though. It was only the second time in the NRLW's history that someone was sent off the field after a pretty gnarly tackle. The Eels captain, Kennedy Cherrington, was given her marching orders in the second half on a lifting tackle on Newcastle's Layshon Albert Jones. So we'll see what happens with the judiciary this week over that one. Caitlin Johnston, one of ours, was also sent off to the sin bin, but none of it deterred us. We got across the line, which is awesome.
And, of course, with, like, the condensed season as well, every win is so important.
Exactly.
You have less time. You know, you've seen, like, the men at the moment. They had such a rubbish start to the season.
But they've turned it around.
But they've turned it around. You don't have that time to muck about with it in the women's season because it's so much condensed.
Exactly.
Anyway, speaking of women's sport, of course, a little note, Matilda's on tonight as well.
Yes.
So 8:30, they're taking on Denmark. And last night, the juggernaut USA were knocked out by Sweden. So who knows? These Matildas, they could go all the way.
There have been some big teams knocked out. Like,
yeah, Italy's out, Argentina's out, Brazil's out.
Yeah.
Now USA's out. I don't know. Our chances are getting better and better by the day. We just need to take care of Denmark tonight.
That's the big important one, you're saying?
Yeah, well, you know.
It's one of them.
All of them from here are super important.
Oh, yeah, if we lose, we're done.
Yeah, you're out.
Let's cross we can get there.
Switching gears a little bit. there's been a big attack of, I guess, gastro around Newcastle primary schools.
Yeah, so if you got the runs, don't go to school. That'd be really nice because it's spreading really, really quickly. Apparently, St. Teresa's Primary School in New Lambton has about 180 people, including quite a few teachers who've gone down with gastro. So if you've got it, don't go to school.
And wash your hands.
All of that stuff. Yes. Good hygiene.
Doesn't matter. Like, can't, just everyone wash your hands.
No one wants gastro. It's torrid.
Yeah, there we go.
I'll avoid that. Like gastro.
Like gastro. Famously. New FM.
New FM is local as, and you're waking up. You're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
And Kramer, of course, Siobhan in town, so I thought I'd treat her on Saturday. Yeah, yeah. So we went out for tea. We went to Fratelli Fresh near Darling Harbour there in Sydney, because I was hoping to drop from Sydney Airport.
Italian vibes.
Yeah, it was. And I managed to get myself a pretty good deal as well. It was like $89 a head.
Bit expensive.
Well, a little bit expensive, but what we got was three courses each.
Nice.
Plus, of course, free-flowing drinks for 2 hours.
Whoa, that is a pretty good deal.
So, pretty good deal. And Siobhan and I, we enjoyed it. We got our money's worth, absolutely. I think
a couple of cocktails in there?
Yeah, it was like selected cocktails. I think through the 2 hours, Siobhan and I had 5 Aperol spritzes each.
Oh, right? You have got your money's worth right there.
Yeah, so we're treating ourselves.
The food's basically free at this point.
Well, that's it, but we're not going silly.
Yeah.
But God, there were some people in that restaurant
that were going silly.
Us, who were, legless at like... Oh, must have been 6:30 on a Saturday night.
Oh.
Legless, like genuinely, you know, shoulder over the arms of their friends, being escorted out the building.
Loose as goose.
And it would be a good deal, I guess, if it was like your birthday.
Yeah.
And you wanted to go hit a couple bars after or something like that. Let's start here. Get, you know, line your stomach. 2 hours of free flowing drinks. But for a lot of people, that's where the night unfortunately ended. And it wasn't just one or two people. There was pretty much a group who had just decided to write themselves off.
Like, but it started and ended at an Italian restaurant on a deal.
But the staff, they were so good. That's the problem. This is how they get you. Like, me and Siobhan noticed, we'd have like half our drink left. They'd be like, you want another one? By the time we bring it around, you'll be done with this one. So they were like,
they were helping you out.
They were helping you out almost.
I like that.
Which was good for Siobhan and I, but the detriment of this group, other group in the restaurant.
All sorts of trouble. Yeah. Yeah, very good. I'm glad to hear it's all going well with Siobhan. She's enjoying Newcastle already. Well, and yeah, I'm sure, you know, things are going to go great. It's fantastic news. Oh,
so much to explore. We're very excited.
Nice stuff, man. New FM. And Stephen, we head south of Newcastle for the next story to Brunswick in Victoria.
Right, okay.
Where these people have gone out for like a sort of, I guess it's a meal at a pub together.
Mm-hmm.
A place called the Cornish Arms.
Right, okay.
Which I had a look online. It sort of looks like a sort of a bit of a fancy pub.
Is it just local, but?
Something like that.
Right,
but a bit of a fancier pub. You know, you go to some pubs and you go, oh, they reckon they're all right here, don't they?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Fresh carpet and that sort of thing.
Bit done up, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, they've had the meal, no dramas, and then afterwards they get the bill. They're looking through the bill and they see on the receipt for the order, somebody in the group has ordered a Terre 40 Pinot Grigio.
Oh, nice. Lovely glass of wine.
Lovely glass of wine, a nice red. And then they've said in it, this is the note that's underneath. It says, ice in it, effing bogans.
No.
Now, there's all sorts of problems here. Because obviously they've said, can I have the Pinot Grigio with some ice in it?
Yeah.
And then they've typed, like, the person putting it in the system.
The server, yeah.
Has typed a note for the barkeeper, not knowing it would be printed on the receipt.
Yes.
So embarrassing. And, of course, they're blowing up about this. But here's the thing. I think I'm on the side of the restaurateurs here.
Because, you reckon?
Well, first of all, don't put ice in your Pinot Grigio. But secondly, there's some other issues with the order that I want to bring to light here.
All right, hit me.
First one, here's one of the orders, right? They've gone for a porterhouse steaks with chips, salad, gravy, no dressing on the salad. That's a bit of a crime in my eyes.
Yeah, that's a bit odd.
Here's another one. Fish and chips, mash instead of chips.
Nah, hold on. Hold on.
Who's having mash with chips? Who's having mash with fish and chips?
That's well, it's not fish and chips then, is it? It's just fish and mash.
Outrageous.
This is...
I mean, yeah. At first, I was on the side of the customers. You know, you can't be called an effing bogan. That's rude. But when I see they're getting, you know, fish with mash instead of chips, suddenly I'm on the side of the restaurant. These sound like terrible customers. They should be banned for life for that. What an absolute crime. New FM.
1, 2, 3. New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
All right, this is our little competition every morning that you can get involved in and test,
come on now.
Test your wit and, I guess, like problem solving in a way, because basically what we do, we give you three things, three words, and you just have to figure out what is the theme between those three things.
So if I were to say to you, Crevo, vanilla, bubblegum, cookies and cream.
Crevo.
Go on.
I'd buzz in with my name and I'd go, they're ice cream flavours.
So, so easy, isn't it?
I'd score myself a point. You've got to be the first one to 2 points or best of three up against a competitor. And if you can figure all that out, you get yourself prizes today.
Yeah, we make it nice and easy as well for your Monday morning. So get involved. Give us a call, 4967405 for your chance at, like Crevo said, plenty of prizes. Winner of Three of a Kind, of course, will get two tickets to our VIP opening of Inferno at Charlestown, at the corner of Charlestown Square, which will be very nice, of course. A bit of fine dining, Italian fine dining, if you don't mind. And at VIP, you get to be there for the opening as well. So.
That's right. You're going to be there, you know, rubbing shoulders with all the movers and shakers, that sort of thing.
Jazz to dress up as well. A bit of an exclusive event to take a date out to, perhaps, or a friend.
Don't mind if I do.
That's it. So, of course, we've got that up for grabs, plus all callers on the air today. In the chance to go see the Mighty Knights in form against the Bulldogs Sunday at McDonald Jones Stadium. You don't want to miss that.
Yeah, we've got the Gold Reserve tickets up for grabs.
That Sunday Arvo slot just belongs to the Knights at McDonald Jones Stadium.
I know. 4967-4105 if you want to play Three of a Kind up next.
And of course, massive time at the moment for sport with the Women's World Cup on for FIFA. Also, though, a bit overshadowed by the fact that we've had this Home World Cup. The World Netball Championship's been on as well, of course. Netball World Cup final, on early this morning. Australia have defeated England. A bit of rivals, 61-45 to take out the World Cup. How good's that?
That is awesome, because netball played everywhere, but it's not that well publicised, right?
No, it has been overshadowed by the fact that we've had this World Cup at home for, of course, the soccer. But, yeah, turning away in the background, women have been battling it out in the Netball World Cup as well, and now victorious, which is so, so good.
Massive congratulations.
1, 2, 3. New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
All right, this is our detective game that we have every morning. If you'd like to play along, very simple. All you got to do is figure out what is the theme between three things that we give you. If you can do that faster than your opponent, you win yourself prizes. First to two, best of three. That's how the scoring works. Let's meet our contestants for this morning.
We'll head to Head and Greeter first, where we meet Michelle. Hey, Michelle.
Hi, how are you going?
Very well. How are you for your Monday?
Pretty good.
Getting there, up and about. That's the main thing. Up against Michelle is Eliza from Beresfield. Good morning, Eliza.
Hey.
How are you today? Ready to go for a Monday?
Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff. That's the main thing. All right. Now, of course, your name is your buzzer. That's how you get in to have a go. Let's test everyone's buzzers. Michelle, first of all.
Michelle.
Sounding good. Eliza.
Eliza.
Absolutely solid.
All right, here we go. Best of luck to both our contestants this morning. Like Crevo said, first to two, best out of three. Your first one is Rogan Josh, Tikka Masala, Vindaloo.
Eliza.
Eliza, quickest there.
Oh. Actually, I'm passing.
Okay, pass, yeah.
Moving on, Michelle. Have you got an idea?
Indian curry.
That's correct.
Absolutely. Yay. One on the board to Michelle. Well done.
Very good.
It's a bit of scoreboard pressure here for Eliza, of course. Next one is Dorothy, Jeff, Captain Feathersword.
Eliza.
Eliza there?
The Wiggles.
Yeah, Wiggles is correct. Well done. So
it's
one apiece.
It's a tight competition here.
All right, we go to a tiebreaker. Best of luck to both our ladies.
Everything to play for here.
Absolutely. Your last one is AC/DC, In Excess, Cold Chisel. Michelle Quiggers there.
Australian band.
Yep, correct. Yep, well done.
Congratulations.
Yay! Well done, Michelle, of course. You're off to our VIP opening of Inferno at the corner of Charlestown Square. Congratulations.
Fantastic.
Be some nice Italian fine dining for you.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. See, simple as that. It's really easy to win three of a kind. Just be zipping in quickly with your answers and you're good as gold.
And Cremo, for this next story, we're going to escape the cold and the rain and we're going to head to wonderfully warm Europe, of course.
Where summer at the moment.
That's it. Many people there at the moment on getaway, a little vacation, of course. But it's not all rainbows and butterflies because while in Europe, this gentleman has received one of the worst speeding fines I've ever seen in my entire life. I'm going to give you this picture to look at, Crevo. And while you are looking at it, I'll explain it to the listener. But basically, there's the black and white image that you get, obviously the grainy footage of you when you get a speeding ticket.
Mm-hmm.
It's a gentleman whose license plate has been clocked while his car is on the back of a tow truck. So he's been given the speeding fine while his car's being towed, which is loss on loss, really. Basically, your car's broken down, so you need to get it towed. And while it's being towed off to the mechanic, the guy in the tow truck's obviously going a few over.
Yeah.
And bang, your car in the back of it's been clocked on the little camera. Not him. No. Not his tow truck.
He's fine. He's gotten off scot-free.
And it's come to you. Unbelievable. You'd be just... You'd look at it, you'd open up your mail, you'd see the picture of that, you'd be like, you've got to be kidding me.
Like all times.
And you think back, like, wow, my car's been at the mechanic for 2 weeks. I haven't driven it for a while.
Famously. That was the exact day it broke down.
Yeah, how long ago has your speeding fine come from? Look at the picture. Oh, dearie me. You just, honestly, it's a bit of Murphy's Law, isn't it? Anything that could go wrong will go wrong.
You're having a bad day when all that goes down.
Honestly, I'd just be so exasperated. I'd just be like, you'd just give up, wouldn't you? Your shoulders would slump. You'd have a big exhale.
Because even though you can probably argue your way out of it, what a pain. Because you have to ring, like, the equivalent of the RMS over there, and they'll never answer the phone. They take forever.
You get a machine answering, not a person. Right. Yeah.
Some call centre that you have to wait for ages and ages and ages. Your call is very important to us. If it is so important, why aren't you picking up then?
Yeah. Well, that's it. Normally, if someone's driving your car and they cop a speeding fine, or, you know, car's registered to you or whatever, you can just send it to their address or to their license.
Yeah, nominate
whatever.
The driver.
But if you don't know the driver, it's just a random tow truck.
You've no idea. They've gotten away with it.
Anyway, I'd be absolutely spitting chips. I know that for sure.
Definitely. New FM.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
And just after 7 o'clock, we've got $325 up for grabs with Trivia Check. All you got to do is answer one trivia question. That's right, just one question. Money's yours.
Like you said, that's after 7, Crevo. Up next, though, I'm still in some group chats from my Bunnings days, obviously, when I worked at the Big Green Shed. And there's some stories floating around the group chat at the moment of some wild things that bosses have sent their apprentice in to buy. A bit of pranks, I suppose, being pulled on the work site. So what we're going to do is I'm going to reveal the details of that. Plus, you'll have a chance to win yourself some Knights tickets for sharing your story, of course. All details on that will be revealed on the other side of this. It's 105.3 New FM. And for those who are perhaps unfamiliar, for about 5 years before I worked here at New FM, I worked at the Big Green Shed, of course, Bunnings Warehouse. And you see all kinds roll through that shed. It is kind of just a microcosm of society and life itself. Yeah. It takes all kinds, really, in the retail industry in general, particularly in Bunnings, though. And while we were there, you know, obviously you see all kinds of tradies in particular come through and the apprentice, and that kind of relationship becomes very clear. Even though I've never experienced it myself, I've lived it through these experiences.
Like, now, who's the boss and who's getting bossed around, basically.
Exactly. And I'm still in a lot of group chats with people I worked at Bunnings with. Still good friends with them, of course. So
5 years.
Yeah, we're chatting regularly.
Yeah.
And in the group chat last weekend, one guy was having a whinge that he just spent about 20 minutes, he reckons, explaining to a young fella that you can't buy bubbles for your spirit level. Right? So, of course, he's got, like, the boss has obviously sent him in. So
Must be really young apprentice.
I'm 15, 16, dropped out of school. you know, to pick up an apprenticeship type thing. Been sent into the Bunnings, mate. We need some more bubbles for the level. And he's got no dramas anyway.
Whatever you want, boss.
Yeah, I'll go straight on it.
Eager to please.
Yeah, give me the card. I'll go in and get him. No stress. So he's taking the company card. He's run into Bunnings, all chuffed, you know. Gone into the tool shop section of Bunnings, which makes sense.
Sure.
And then yeah, it's been. I don't know, I guess disheartened by the fact that he realises he's been pranked. Because he was resisting for a while there. He's like, I can't go back without. The boss will give me a hard time. You know, I'll get growled at. Mate, you can't go back with either. It doesn't exist.
You've been sent here because you're, you know, wasting too much time on site, probably.
But pranks are across the work site and to the apprentice in general has been going on for generations, hasn't it? It's almost a rite of passage.
Yeah, as long as history, pretty much.
So I thought I want to hear some of the best examples of workplace slash apprentice pranks that are happening right across the Hunter. So give us a call, 4967 4105. I've also heard examples of in the past of people getting them to hold up, like Gyprock cement or something above their head.
Yeah.
You can't hold that 20 kilo bag up for a minute, I bet.
Yeah.
Hold it above the head, out comes the Stanley blade, cut it all, falls all over.
Oh, that sort of stuff.
That kind of gear is what we're looking for. So 4967 4105. We want to know the best pranks that are happening in the work site, you know, in the office, whatever it is.
Maybe it was when you were an apprentice as well.
It would stick with you. A memory like that. You feel like it would stick with you. So that number, 4967 4105. And of course, for sharing your story with us on the air today, you'll be off to see the Inform Knights, the Mighty Knights, taking on, of course, the Bulldogs Sunday afternoon at McDonald Jones Stadium. You don't want to miss it. We're pushing for the finals. So 49.
God, I was going to say, these are the gold reserve tickets as well. So you're getting the good tickets, right?
Absolutely. 4967 4105, that magic number once again. We want you to share with us the best pranks that you've either, I guess, been on the receiving or the dishing end of.
Yeah, or seen even on the work site. We'd love to hear your stories. 4967 4105. We'll get your calls on the air next. New FM.
And of course, Cravo, all morning giving away the chance to win some gold reserve tickets to the Knights versus Bulldogs Sunday Arvo, which is the Knights slot, really, at McDonald Jones Stadium. Just for getting involved in the show, your first chance right now, 4967 4105. We're chasing the best work site slash workplace pranks, I suppose. After a friend of mine sent me one, a doozy, from when I was at Bunnings. Gentleman asking for bubbles for the spirit level, of course. Classic, classic kind of joke,
young,
isn't it?
Young apprentice going in there, very, very green, and the builder is obviously, oh, this will stitch him up, and he's off. Oh, he's left, can't believe it.
And amazing. He's got him. All right, let's go to Madawi, where we meet Dave this morning. Morning, Dave.
How you going, mate?
Mate, very well. Now tell us, what's the best, I guess, work site prank you've been a part of?
Well, one time they got this like a greenhorn sort of thing from labour hire, and he just didn't know construction at all. Like he was wanting to have a go, but he just had no idea what he was doing.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was getting on the supervisor's nerves. Like all the foremen were just, you know, were frustrating and all that. So anyway, one day we got a rock and we spray painted it, and we're like, mate, you got to watch this rock. No one can move this rock because if anyone touches it, we lose our mark.
And what, you just sat there watching it all day?
All morning. Like, this was about 6:30 in the morning. You know, the boss is driving past, you know, and he's just like, what is he doing? And he's not even on his phone. He's just standing there looking so important, guarding that rock.
Absolutely brilliant.
Oh, I'm sure he did a great job guarding that rock as well, the poor bloke. I'm sure no one got anywhere near it.
No one moved that rock. Very important. To Fletcher next. Good morning, Aaron. No, Aaron. How you going, Aaron? Now tell us, what was the prank you were a part of?
So I used to be a chef, and we had work experiences regularly, and we had lots of indoor plants around the place. So we used to get them to go out and water the indoor plants.
Are they all plastic?
Yeah, they were all plastic.
Brilliant.
There was also an Asian bakery across the road, so we used to tell them to head over and can you pick up some Randy tarts for us? And the girls there used to think that was quite amusing too.
They just knew straight away. Amazing.
And they've gone, the girls across the road have gone, oh, another one.
Another one from the chefs across the road.
Oh, you knew, I have. You just started across the road?
Obviously.
Okay, here's what they actually want. Here's their actual order.
New FM.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
All right, let's try and get you paid this morning. $325. Just for answering one simple trivia question. Stephen, have you ever answered a question correctly?
Yes.
There you go. There's another one.
Oh, wow.
This is like Trivia Check Inception here. Questions on questions, all getting answered right. Very simple for you, though. All you got to do is call up now. 4967-4105. Stephen will ask you a trivia question. If you get it right, the money's all yours.
There is literally not a simpler way to win money across the Hunter, I don't reckon. One question between you, 325 good ones on your Monday morning.
That's right.
I love that.
Thousands of dollars have been given away to the people of Newcastle and the Hunter over the last couple of months. Like, we're just giving away the cash really, really easily just to local winners. So if you want to crack at this, now is the chance. Call up 4967 4105. Like I said before, one trivia question. Get it right. The money's all yours.
And Crevo, we need to dissect one of New FM's biggest dramas up next. A bit of a whodunit, if you will, because a crime has been committed in the Sandgate bunker. We need to try and get to the bottom of it, I suppose, and figure out who is the culprit.
That is right, and we'll do that up next. Now, though, 4967-4105, if you want to win $325, still got some lines open for Trivia Check. 4967-4105.
Awesome. Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
All right, so easy. All you got to do is answer one trivia question correctly, and that money could be all yours.
Yeah, and like you said, $325 up for grabs on your Monday morning as well. I mean, that'll help, I guess, fix the dent created over the weekend. You know? You might have been treating yourself, you know, out for a nice dinner or something like that. This will help, you know, rebalance the wallet, I suppose.
That's right. All right, here we go. Now, like we said before, it's very simple. One simple trivia question, and we've given away so much money already this year. It's unbelievable, really. Thousands of dollars. Like, I think it was just in the last couple of weeks, really.
Well, I remember, like, you say thousands of dollars, but there was over $1,000 in one instance with Jeremy from Newcastle. Must have been 4 weeks ago or something like that.
Mm.
Less than a month ago, probably. So, plenty of money to be won, like you said, right here on New FM.
All right, let's go to Cessnock. Good morning, Connie. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
That's the way. Now, have you ever done any trivia nights before or anything like that?
A few here and there.
Okay. You ever get any questions right?
Some.
You're qualified then. Very simple. Get ready.
You've got one question, of course, Connie. Remember, you got a 5 second timer. Don't let it rattle you. Are you ready for your question?
Yes.
All right, best of luck. Your question this morning, Connie, is pop singer Rita Ora is currently in a relationship with which film director?
No idea.
Buzzed out. We were looking for Taika Waititi, of course, from just across the ditch in New Zealand. Have you ever seen the Thor movies, Connie?
Yes.
There you go. Well, that's probably his biggest credit, the Thor series. So, you know, a bit of a partnership there as well, of course. New Zealand director, Australian star.
What more do you want?
That's it, working together. That's what we love to see.
New FM. And it's time to try and figure out a full-blown mystery.
Well, that's it. It's a whodunit, because a crime has been committed right here in the Sandgate bunker. And, I mean, just a malicious crime at that as well. I don't know. Basically, we know who the victim is. We don't know who the culprit is as of yet, though. The victim is known to us, though, and is, of course, none other than our producer, Mr. Scott Chippy Frappell. Now, Scott, you're in here, mate. Set the scene. What happened? Because this happened on Friday, right?
It does. I feel like I'm always the victim in these circumstances, gents.
Time for the victim story. Statement. Let's hear it.
The victim's statement is, Thursday night, I went to Costco, Costco, and bought some cake to take down to my parents' place over the weekend. Now, to set the scene of what the cake is...
Aren't you a good son?
I am. I went down to Sydney to visit them, and it was 3 loaves of cake, like a loaf of like banana bread or something, in a case, in a big plastic case, but there are 3 of them in there. Now, that's important. Bought them to work, because we get here early. I put my name on it and big piece of paper, wrote Scott, stuck it to the top, and put it in the fridge rather than leave it in the car all day. That's a 5 o'clock in the morning when I get here.
And sure. You and I can both verify, Crevo, that yes. Scott was written big on the lid, because we both saw it.
Throughout the morning, I went and got a coffee, which involved getting milk out of said fridge.
Yeah.
Scott couldn't have been written bigger on it.
Well, you actually sent me a photo of it, went, bit of overkill, didn't you?
Yeah.
Obviously not overkill, because what happened next?
I went into the fridge to get a coffee just after 7 o'clock, between 7 and 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
I opened the fridge, and one of the loaves of cake has had a literal swipe taken out of it with someone's hand.
Oh, they haven't even cut it.
They haven't cut it.
They've scooped a bit of cake out.
They've ripped the corner off, like gone
so
like
malicious.
Fist first, straight in, grabbed a handful of it, straight down the gob, and left the container open in the fridge. And so I got in there and I was like, what do you mean? Like,
why is my cake container open?
Why is my cake container open? And then I opened it and there's a whole piece missing out of the cake. And it's not like they've, as Stephen said, it's not like they've done a slice or they've taken it out and nicely done it. No. Fist first.
Just poured
straight into the cake. And I was like, one, that's gross. And two, who would do such a thing?
Well, that's the thing. There's multiple aspects to this story. Because, first of all, you said you went and got coffee just after 7.
Yeah.
Which means someone's dug into cake pre-7 in the morning. Which
in itself is a crime.
Is a crime. The fact that I haven't cut this is a crime as well. I don't know.
It's crimes on crimes on crimes.
Yes.
Now, the thing that plays in your favour here, though, Scott, is being that early in the morning, there's very few people in the building.
Yes.
Basically, the three of us... We've got Jess in the newsroom as well, who's in the building. And then a couple of people for our sister station as well, our AM station, who are in the building as well.
Sure.
But there's probably only a handful of people, half dozen people in the building, really.
That means it's a limited list of suspects.
7, including me.
Right. Oh, you've done the maths. Okay.
Of course.
So, obviously, you and I, Crevo, are both suspects. Mm. Jess from the newsroom is suspect as well. We've got her in for a bit of interrogation, I suppose.
Because I'm looking at you, Jess.
Yeah, well, everyone, it's nothing personal. Just everyone's a suspect
That's right. This stage.
Yeah. Have you met me? I'm not eating cake before 7 o'clock in the morning. Like, let's be real.
Okay, well, interesting.
I would also cut it with a knife if I was going to steal it. Like, not take a chunk.
But, Jess, is it or is it not true that your office is the closest to the kitchen, so you would be
in and out the quickest,
gone in 60 seconds kind of style.
I mean, true, but I'm in that fridge before you get here, and I'm not having coffee at the moment until after 7, so that takes me out of getting milk out of the fridge.
Real convenient story.
All of a sudden.
I can't believe you're targeting me. I'm so offended.
I don't remember asking what time you had coffee, Jess. Like, you're telling us too many details here.
Suddenly, Jess has lots of detail. Seems to know. How was the cake anyway, Jess?
Don't even.
I was just trying the classic trap there. That didn't work.
Didn't work.
I've been thinking over the weekend as well.
Yep.
Crevo did send me this photo of the cake, but... Real convenient that you knew the cake was there, but when Scott came and asked us, have you guys been in the cake? You said, what cake?
Oh. That's a separate... That is not true. You just made that up.
I haven't made that up.
Yeah,
Scott, did I make that up? When
did
he say what cake?
He goes, oh, what cake? I'm pretty sure you were looking at the ground when you said it as well.
Oh, are you saying, I'm a suspect? Jeez, it feels like...
Everyone's a suspect.
That is true.
Everyone's a suspect. The problem is maybe we've revealed our cards too early. Because what I can do is set up a little sneaky camera and see if we can catch the culprit. We'll plant like a bait cake, if you will.
A bait cake?
And see if we can...
full of rat poison.
No, nothing that sinister. But set it up, you know, with the camera pointing at it.
Right.
And we can see if we can catch the culprit red-handed. The problem is, though, I don't know if I don't believe it's you or Jess.
Well, there's only one way to find out. Set up
the
camera.
Yeah, but you guys will know now.
Yeah, but if it catches someone else, then we know that it's them.
Yeah, that's true. If it catches no one, it's definitely you or Jess.
And we'll never know who.
I like that.
Why aren't we questioning Stephen over this? Where were you at 8 o'clock, mate?
That's a good point.
Well, I don't know. I guess if it doesn't catch anyone, it could be me as well.
It's definitely you. New FM.
The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast.
The Novos.
And Krebo, we were talking a bit earlier in the show about how green some apprentices can be.
Yeah,
right?
Sure,
they come in so fresh and don't really have an understanding of the workplace. And not their fault, you know. They
reality.
Just haven't been exposed to it. Yeah,
yeah, that's
so,
it.
But I myself found that I was out of my depth when our tradie came over the weekend. Well, he came on Friday afternoon.
Sure.
He came to fix just a couple drawers for our kitchen cabinet.
Yeah.
Right? So anyway, he was in and I was having a bit of a yarn to him and I was trying to do a bit of like blokey tradie chat. Now, I'm not a very tradie bloke. Not been on the tools at all in my life, but I thought I'd try and like, you know,
connect with him a little bit.
So anyway, he's walking in and I'm like, oh, you know, it's just these drawers over here. I just think you need to tighten the hinges, is all I said to him. And he was like, oh, yeah, yeah, how would you do that? And I was like, oh, no. I was in trouble here. I just said, oh, you know, just the standard way is what I said to him, right? So he said to me, he replied, oh, yeah, with just a universal key, hey? I went, yeah, yeah, that's what I'd be doing. He went, that's not real. Universal key, I've just made that up. I went, oh, no, 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 no.
He had you.
How embarrassing.
How do you leave that? How do you leave that conversation?
I was like, universal key. Oh, I thought you said something else. He was like, no, you did not. Anyway, stitched up. Now, Krevo, I've been asked a personal favour. A friend of mine has asked me to use this platform to settle a debate going on in her share house, right?
Yeah, so fair enough.
Same age as me, in her, like, mid-20s, living with another female also in her mid-20s. So
okay.
Just the two of them living together.
Couple of young ladies living it up.
Oh, exactly, exactly. Now, she has a pet cat, my friend, right?
Okay.
Which she's brought into the house probably only about 2 months ago.
Sure.
So this cat, no dramas in the house at all, but she's warned her friend and her housemate that you probably shouldn't leave food around in general. You know, when a pet's around, they don't understand that the food on the plate's not for them to eat.
Of course
not. They don't have that cognitive process. They just see food, eat food, basically. The old seafood diet.
Famously how pets work.
Exactly. So anyway, she's warned her housemate, look, don't leave food out, because if you do, the cat will get into it. It'll ruin your food. Warned her several times.
Yeah.
Anyway, basically what's happened is her housemates decided on a Sunday night that she wants to do some meal prep for the week. Want to get really sorted and attack the week head on. So she's cooked herself 7 lunches and 7 dinners for the week. 14 meals out on the kitchen on Sunday night.
Yeah, sure.
And she's gone, Sunday night, it's a bit late. I'm going to leave them out on the bench overnight because they're too hot to put in the fridge right now. I'll put them in the fridge on Monday morning. Drama, right? You can already see what's going to happen here. Basically, what's happened is overnight on Sunday, the cat's gotten to them. When she's going to put them away Monday morning, basically half of the meals are ruined. So 7 of them are still okay, but 7 of them have been tipped off and been eaten, whatever. So
how dumb.
She's lost,
leave the food out.
Lost half her cooking.
Yeah.
Now, the two housemates are debating over who's at fault and who has to pay for this replacement food. Obviously, both students doing it tough, not a lot of money at the moment, cost of living through the roof. They're both arguing that the other one is responsible for it. So basically, one girl's saying, your cat, your responsibility. And then the other housemate is saying, well, I warned you several times, you still left the food out, you're now at fault.
Yeah, this is easy for me. Cat owner, not at fault. Easy.
You reckon?
Yep, easy.
Interesting. So you have a little dog.
Yeah.
If you were in this situation and your dog had gotten into the food, you wouldn't be paying?
No. So this happens sometimes. Obviously, you don't have a housemate. But if Emmy leaves food out and the dog eats it, it's Emmy's fault.
It's
so simple in my mind. You leave the food out, it's your fault.
Now, you have a little dog as well, Jess.
Mm.
What do you think of this situation?
I'm with Creva on this one. You were warned. You were told. So, unfortunately, it's your fault.
Yeah, so simple in
my
eyes.
She's a reputable journalist as well from our newsroom. That's hard to argue. Because I've come out here thinking that if it's your pet, you've got to pay for it.
No.
I do. And it is funny that you two are the pet owners and I'm not a pet owner.
Yeah.
And this seems to be the side that we're taking. But I genuinely think, although you'd be like, oh, come on, I've warned you, I'd still feel bad. I'd still feel at fault and I'd still probably pay for the replacement food.
No, I wouldn't pay. Not a chance.
I'd feel bad, but I'm not paying.
I wouldn't even feel bad. I'd find it funny. I shouldn't have left your food out.
You can't find it funny.
I can. Watch me.
Well, this is the debate. All right. This is the debate we want to settle, though. 4967-4105. Essentially, who's at fault here and who's responsible for replacing the food? Is it the pet owner or is it the person who's left the food out? basically the crux of the situation. We need to settle this for my friend so that they can once and for all be at peace with this situation.
Okay, so 4967-4105. Your team Stephen here, you know, the person who left the food out should get it replaced, or your team Crevo, the pet owner, there's nothing to worry about, doesn't have to pay. Yeah. Give us a call now. And, of course, best callers on air, off to see the Knights.
Yeah, that's it. They own that Sunday afternoon slot. And, of course, they're back at McDonald Jones Stadium taking on the struggling Bulldogs. We're charging for the finals. We absolutely are. So, if you want to go cheer on the Knights, give us a call. 4967-4105. We need to know who's at fault in this situation. Is it the pet owner or is it the housemate leaving the food out on the counter?
New FM.
Solving, I guess, a personal favour. Basically, a friend of mine has asked me to solve this on the show. Just resetting quickly for those joining us. But she has a cat.
Yep.
She lives with a housemate as well. Basically, she's warned her housemate time after time, don't leave food out. The cat might get to it. Sure enough, her housemate's left out a fair bit of food. And the cat has, in fact, gotten to it. Now they're arguing over who's at blame and who's basically at... who's responsible for replacing the food, really.
Who has to pay. So I'm saying, of course, the person who left the food out, it's their fault.
Yeah, I'm saying that...
pet owner.
The pet owner probably is responsible for replacing that food. Anyway, we want your help to settle this, Newcastle. So give us a call, 4967-4105. Of course, best callers on the air today. Off to see the Knights versus Bulldogs at McDonald Jones Stadium Sunday Arvo, if you don't mind. Let's head to Newey. We'll stay in town with Linda. Morning, Linda.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Now tell us, what are your thoughts on this? Who has to pay?
It's not the pet owner. The person that did the prepping, even if the food's hot, you can still cover it with fire drive, but you can put hot food in the fridge anyway.
There you go.
So, the pet owner's not a fault.
Yeah, thank you. Bit of common sense.
Yeah, okay, interesting. All right, well, let's go next to Lara, where we find Mel. Morning, Mel.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Very well. Tell us, who do you think's at fault here?
I reckon it's 50-50.
Oh, really? So who do you think's who's got to pay for this replacement food?
I reckon they should split it because your friend has actually saved their housemate from food poisoning for starters. But you can also teach your cat not to jump up on the bench and not eat the food that's up on the bench.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah.
Are cats that trainable, though?
That's what I was thinking. I don't think they are.
Mine sure is.
Oh,
okay. Well, there you go.
Oh, you got a fancy cat, Mel. What's its name?
No, I've just got a smart cat. Her name's Frankie.
Frankie, the intelligent cat from Talara. I like that.
She's smart enough to know that if she stays off the bench, she gets treats, she gets fed well, and she doesn't need to go scavenging for other people's food.
There you go. If you need to train your cat, maybe hit up Mel. That could be a solution.
Mel's Cat Training Academy.
Yeah. Well, that's it. I think, yeah, I don't know, maybe there is an option there to get some help and to stop this debate altogether.
Yeah, indeed. Now, we're at one apiece at this point, basically. Shall we go to a tiebreaker?
Yeah, let's head to Madawi. Morning, Gabby.
Good morning, guys.
Now tell us, what are your thoughts on this one?
Look, I think the cat is an established part of the household. The housemate was warned. So I actually think that it would set a really bad precedent if your friend was to pay for the food. Your housemate has learnt a valuable lesson now, and they should pay for their own food.
There we go.
Okay, there you go.
That means two to me, and that means I'm a winner, which is where I'm going to end things.
Congratulations. And there you go. Newcastle has settled this debate once and for all, so no more bickering about it around the house.
Exactly. Your housemate, or your friend's housemate, needs to pay. Yeah. New FM.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Hey, Crevo, we've all fallen victim to the deal before, and my mate, he's been done well and truly in by the deal.
I'll elaborate
a little bit. So we were playing on Saturday morning / early afternoon for the mighty Cardiff Hawks, of course.
Sure.
After the game, we're sitting in the change rooms. Bing! Message comes on the phone from the old KFC app. A notification from KFC app.
Ooh.
Four burgers, four chips, $15, right?
That's so cheap.
That is so, so cheap. Actually a steal, right? So I'm having a chat to him and he goes, you know what? I'm getting this on the way home from the game. I went, oh, you're a brave, brave man.
Four burgers, four chips.
All to himself. He went, you know what? That'll be lunch and dinner sorted for today. You know, Saturday, cheap meal.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I don't have to worry about going to the shops or anything like that. I can sort all that tomorrow. Anyway, so he went off to KFC. I ducked off to Sydney, of course, to go collect Siobhan. I saw him Sunday morning when we got back from Sydney. He was still struggling. Still in all sorts. The Colonel.
From that much KFC.
The Colonel has absolutely ripped him to shreds, unfortunately. He was no good at all. What did he expect? Four Zinger burgers, four chips. It's too much grease for one man, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. I mean, the only thing crazier would be to have four burgers and no chips.
Yeah, well, that's true. Anyway, we digress, of course. Like I said there, I went to pick up Siobhan from the airport on Saturday, famously in the doghouse at the moment after I forgot our anniversary last week. I'll let you know in just a tick whether my elaborate date managed to get me out of the doghouse, get me back in the good books.
All right, we'll find out all about that up next. What's the goss coming up next with producer Scott? What's on the way?
Gents, it was a big night for TV last night with two massive reality TV shows starting, but something happened on one of them. It's ruffled my feathers a little bit. I'm not sure if I like it. Let's talk about it next.
Okay, very interesting. And it's funny you say it was a big time for TV because it was a big time for me as well over the weekend. Of course, Siobhan made the big move from Perth over east here. I picked her up from Sydney Airport on Saturday, but I had an elaborate date planned because, of course, those who remember who were listening last week famously forgot our anniversary last week.
Yeah.
Got myself at the doghouse big time.
And it was big trouble for you because obviously, you know, it's an important time with her moving over here, you know. Moving to the big city, really, and I guess she's uprooting her life to move in with you.
Well, that's it. She's doing all the hard yards, clearly, in this relationship so far. The least I could do is remember our anniversary. Not off to a great start her time in Newcastle, of course, but I thought, you know what? I've forgotten the anniversary. I'll quickly swing around. I'll organise some stuff, pull some strings. I'll plan ourselves a very nice date to hopefully get myself back in the good books. So
sure.
What we did was, of course, we stayed a night in Surrey Hills. I picked her up Saturday from the airport, Saturday afternoon. Went, checked into our hotel, put our bags down, got changed quickly. We then went to Fratelli Fresh, Darling Harbour, where we had a bit of waterside dining, of course. Three-course
Italian,
meal.
Yeah.
2 hours of free-flowing drinks, which was very nice as well. And then a short stroll from there to Sydney's Grand Electric, where we had tickets to Blanc.
Now, this is a romantic evening, and really what I want to know is, has this been enough legwork to get you out of the doghouse?
Look, I think I have done enough. I think just largely. The dogs have been let out.
Nice one. Stephen is safe.
The problem is, I think, though, while we are in the good books at the moment, something like forgetting the anniversary is just ammunition for the next... until next anniversary, basically.
You cannot forget again.
Like, I've always...
You cannot forget again.
I'm always going to have to be on my toes here for the next couple months because, you know, even if I start to stuff up slightly, she can always bring that up. And you forgot the anniversary.
That's right.
Just the cherry on top, isn't it? And I have no defence, really.
Fuel to the fire. Put that thing in your Google Calendar, would you?
Yeah, I should
do. I mean, be smart. Be smart about it.
Well, normally I just remember it, but it's just been a very busy time. Anyway, when I picked her up from the airport, long trip from Perth. It's like a five-hour flight. She was pretty exhausted. Said to her, we're staying the night in Sydney. She wasn't happy. Didn't look happy at all. I went, oh, no, this is trouble. Anyway, I thought she thought that perhaps... I've got, like, family in Sydney.
Oh, you were just going to stay with a cousin?
Like, oh, maybe we're just going to stay with your cousins, you know, because you can't be bothered driving home. I was like, no, nothing of that sort. Once I revealed to her what the night looked like and what we had planned, she was very excited. And she loved Blanc de Blanc a bit too much, I think.
Oh.
There was a few, you know, male appendages swinging about. And she was, yeah, I don't know, she seemed very fascinated by the show.
She's too moving to Sydney next week, which is different.
Yeah.
UFM.
The Novos. What's the goss?
UFM. All right, producer Scott in for What's the Goss. Let's get things going. What have you got for us here?
Big night for reality TV last night, gents. The Voice premiered for another season on the 7 Network. The Block premiered for another season on the 9 Network.
Oh, okay.
And Channel 10's running Hunted, which has already been out for a little while now. But again, 7:30, major
prime
networks.
Slot.
Prime
yeah.
slots. It's reality TV is dominating. Haven't exactly got the figures on the ratings as yet, but the controversies have already started, particularly for The Voice. Now, The Voice, obviously...
Well, famously controversial at the moment, The Voice.
That's a good gear from you, Stephen. Very good. Moving along with the TV show The Voice, obviously the whole point of the show is that you don't see the performance, you only get to hear it and then make your opinion. The judges make their opinions.
That's what it's all about.
That's the whole schmick, isn't it? You base it purely on their voice and not from what they look like and if they've got that, you know, like that specific style. Oh, my God, if I could speak this
that,
morning. Yeah.
That X factor, if you will.
That's good. That's good. A boy band got up, Sydney pop group called Overnight. They got up there, and I've seen parts of their performance, put on an absolute stellar show by the sounds of it.
Yeah.
On the first note, Rita Ora, bang, straight on it. All the other judges, which is the new lineup, Jess Mowboy, Guy Sebastian, Rita Ora, and Jason Derulo, they all turned around. That's fantastic. Now the people, the band, has to decide, or the group, who they want to go with.
Sure.
They originally had plans that if they turned around and got the choice, they'd go with Jason Derulo.
Uh-huh.
That was, they've admitted that. They ended up going with Guy Sebastian. Here's why. There is a rule that the judges can block another judge. And so, if you really want me, Stephen, but you really want me, Crevo, you can block Stephen and say, I don't get a choice in the matter. I cannot go with Stephen.
Oh, what's the point of that?
That because, seems weird.
Well, that's what Rita Ora has come out saying, that I'm going to block Jason Derulo so I have one less competition. That's how much this group means to me. But me, as the group, go, but I wanted to go with Jason Derulo, and you've now stopped me from going with the person that I wanted to go with. I don't think that's very fair.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the game, though. And it's let's face it, all this stuff, I'm not saying that it's rigged.
Well, I'm saying that.
Well, I love the silence.
I'll let you fill in the blanks.
Yeah, okay. To be fair, there probably is not a lot of coaching going on with these coaches anyway. You're right, Creeper. Probably in the scheme of the competition, doesn't make that much of a difference.
Come on.
But, like, a boy band probably does want to go with Jason Derulo because he's the most similar to their style of music.
Yeah,
even though he's not in a boy band, he's got that kind of, like, boy band appeal, I guess. He sings those kind of songs.
That's right.
Yeah, I guess, like, for lack of a better word, like those watered down love songs.
Yeah.
You know, that's his whole deal.
Yeah, so as I thought that, and I'm reading about it this morning, and I'm like, yeah, I get the whole thing is it makes an issue, but also I'm like, that sucks. For the band in question, they want to go with Jason Derulo, and they can't. So.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, I guess it comes down to The Voice just making up those rules, and that they've worked out a system, I guess, for who they want to go with who. They're trying to make it interesting.
Well, they've made it to stir controversy, and they've done exactly that. We're talking about this morning, aren't we?
That's it. I guess mission accomplished for them.
Absolutely.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
And of course, Crevo, at the moment, I mean, absolutely massive time in women's sport.
Yeah,
and
sure just, is.
Everything's going on, particularly in World Cups.
That's
so
right.
So, when we look to the netball side of things, earlier this morning, Australia took out gold in the Netball World Cup, defeating England.
So brilliant,
arch rivals,
right?
Which you absolutely love to see. And this World Cup has been a bit overshadowed, I suppose, the Netball World Cup, by the fact that we've had at our own backyard, the Women's FIFA World Cup, of course, for soccer, which Matildas are still going strong in. Their round of 16 clash tonight.
Yeah.
They're against
Wheeler Place, right?
Wheeler Place is where I'll be watching it. That's not where the game is.
No, of course not.
That's where I'll be watching it. 8:30 tonight against Denmark in a must-win round of 16 clash. Now, obviously, lots of big teams have been eliminated already from this competition. None bigger than the United States last night. So they were the heavy favourites. An open field. Who knows? The Tillies, they might just go and win this thing. And maybe Sam Kerr will appear for the first time this World Cup. We have no idea.
Doubt it. I'm going to say she's not.
You don't reckon she will?
I reckon they're saving her for the final.
Well, fingers crossed I can get there. Australia going in as slight favourites. But like I said, 8:30, it's on tonight. I'll be watching it Wheeler Place, but it'll be on your telly. Just make sure you support the girls.
Indeed. Up next, the dumb things you did when you were young. Right?
Okay.
Some videos on TikTok have sparked this, and I'm sure there's some people around Newcastle who've got a story or two. Make sure you got yours locked and loaded next. And we're talking the dumb things you did as a kid.
Oh, dear.
And this is all when you were young, because there's these videos, like a trend at the moment, that people up in the Northern Territory in Queensland and stuff going into waters that are known to have crocs in them, even when crocs are visible, just for some TikTok views.
They're doing it for the videos, aren't they? For a little bit of fame. They're 5 minutes of fame, essentially.
Like, look how close I got to a croc in water. I mean, that is just a recipe for disaster.
It's just so foolish, isn't it? But like you alluded to, all very young.
Yeah.
Like young adults or like probably late teenagers even, some of them.
That's right.
Who just haven't had, like, when you're young, you're fearless. You haven't had the world strike you down with fear just yet.
That's right. And you haven't, I guess, had that life experience to show it only takes one little bad decision to get you in all sorts of trouble.
Exactly.
And so, 4967-4105, what dumb thing did you do when you were young? Or maybe it was like, your sister or brother or
your kids even, perhaps.
That's right. We'd love to get your calls and stories on the air next. And up for grabs, if you do have a great story, is, of course, we've got the Gold Reserve tickets to the Knights game.
Yeah, of course. They own that Sunday afternoon slot. They've got it once again against the Bulldogs. We're charging towards finals, unbelievably. No one was saying this 2 months ago, but the Knights are in form. If you want to catch them in action, like we said, Sunday, 13th of August, make sure you give us a call, 4967-4105. What dumb things did you do when you were younger? Because I know you were out there with your mates causing all kinds of havoc. That's when you get with a bunch of friends as well. That's normally where the trouble really ensues.
Yeah, one of my best friends, he went out with a bunch of friends that have been drinking a bit, and they've, let's all get tattoos. Yeah. So he went up first, got this massive tattoo across his body, and then all his other mates chickened out.
No, dumb.
And he regrets it to this day. He's always talking about it.
At least it's a good story, though, I suppose.
I mean, sure.
At what cost, though?
Yeah, what cost? 4967-4105. What dumb things did you do when you were young? Well, maybe you've seen. This is all after a big trend on TikTok now is croc videos where people get in the water with crocs up north, territory and stuff like that.
Stupid.
So dumb. Recipe for disaster.
So give us a call, 4967-4105, or of course, you can give us a message on Instagram at @thenovos_. There's been an influx of messages there. A couple of our favourites, Crevo?
Yeah, so first one comes from Ben, who said he was 15 or 16 and he got into archery and his friends and him wanted to make some bows from scratch, from bamboo. So they made them. They're playing around with them out in a soccer oval by his house and they were shooting them upwards towards each other.
Foolish.
I ended up being shot in the leg due to misjudging the flight path of the arrow.
Oh, dear. Another one I thought was really funny was from Karen, of course. She said, hard to pick, which was my dumbest moment, but one that sprung to mind was taking the horses out of the paddock and tied their lead to the back of the push bike. Got me sister to give them a kick. It was a miracle no one ever got seriously hurt. So that's the gear we're kind of looking for. 4967-4105. Of course, best stories on the air today. Off to see the Knights on Sunday afternoon against the Bulldogs.
That it is. To the phones out. Good morning, Ruby. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Very good. Now, what was the dumb thing you did when you were young?
Well, I got a goldfish for my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know why, but I squished it in the corner of the tank with a rock.
Oh!
I blamed my brother.
Yeah.
And I was sad because I had no goldfish anymore.
What on earth? And then you would have had guilt remorse as well because you've thrown your brother under the bus.
You're still thinking about it all these years later.
That is an interesting take, isn't it?
Kids just not understanding the world, isn't it? I mean, God, that's for the poor goldfish. I feel sorry for the goldfish.
Do you think, I wish we still had Ruby there. I wish we could have asked her how old she was, because sometimes when you are young, you just don't understand the consequences of those actions.
Surely very young.
I mean, I remember one I had when I was younger.
Yeah.
Was me and my mates when we were kids.
Yeah.
Used to love wrestling. Used to love the WWE, right?
Sure.
So we used to have wrestling matches on his trampoline, which was one of those, like back then, obviously, trampolines didn't have, like, the big walls that they do now.
Yeah.
They're nowhere near as kind of, like, safe. And it was just sat on his veranda over the concrete. And the way you got eliminated from the match was that you got thrown off the trampoline under the concrete.
So, safe as houses.
Oh, I remember. I had, like, all this cut right up my leg. Mama had to come pick me up. She was like, what were you boys doing? We all agreed.
Nothing.
Oath of secrecy. I just tripped over while running. Sorry, Mum.
Yeah, fell down the stairs again, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, classic kids. That's us done for today. We, of course, have to award our caller of the day as well. It goes to Dave in Madawi, who played a bit of a workplace prank on the young apprentice, telling him to watch this rock and spray painted it. Watched it all day. Had nothing else to do.
What a waste of time for everyone involved, hey?
Indeed. We'll catch you tomorrow. See you then. Bye.
See you later.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to the Novos. Would you like some more? Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au to get more now.